We live in a world shaped by capitalism. Market forces determine our political, social, and economic realities. But this world, which we now take for granted, is actually quite new to history. It is only within the last 200 years or so that capitalism has become the prevalent economic system for most of the world's population. But capitalism did not arise out of nothing. Historian Henry Heller argues in his new book, The Birth of Capitalism, that this system grew out of the feudal system in Europe over a long period of 300 years through struggles among various classes that made up that society. He joins me today in the studio. Welcome, Henry.
Hi.
For many people, when they think of capitalism, or if they use the term, they mean any kind of money-making activity. And they think, well, trade's always existed, and so isn't this just something that's innate to humans? Do we really need to explain capitalism and how it came into being? But I think you're using capitalism in a more specific way. What do you mean by the term capitalism?
Well, you're right. Markets began very early, market exchange, and have carried on in many different societies. But by capitalism, I mean, in the first the key thing that differentiates capitalism from market society is the sale of labor as a commodity, and the accumulation of labor